The Bidens, Obamas, and Clintons together at Ground Zero this morning, commemorating 20 years since 9/11, marking 8:46. Then 9:03. The moments planes crashed into the two towers. Then a reading of the names.
Ronald Edward Comer.
President Biden reserving his remarks for a video message calling for unity.
We saw heroism everywhere, in places expected and unexpected. We also saw something all too rare, a true sense of national unity.
Former President Bush echoed his call while speaking in Pennsylvania, where heroic everyday Americans took control of hijacked Flight 93, averting what could have been a crash into the Capitol or the White House.
So much of our politics has become a naked appeal to anger, fear, and resentment. I can only tell you what I've seen. On America's day of trial and grief, I saw millions of people instinctively grab for a neighbor's hand and rally to the cause of one another. That is the America I know.
The President and First Lady remembering the 2,977 souls lost that day, traveling to each of the attack sites, laying a wreath at the National Memorial in Pennsylvania.
These memorials are really important, but they're also incredibly difficult for the people who are affected by them.
And then at the Pentagon.
In a 9-1-1, they tried to destroy us. They tried to divide us, and they tried ultimately in vain to terrify us.
The Bidens joined by the Vice President and Second Gentleman for a final wreath laying of the day. President Biden reflecting on what he believes is the central lesson of September 11th.
It's that at our most vulnerable, in the push and pull of all that makes us human, in the battle for the soul of America, unity is our greatest strength.
President Biden has directed the Justice Department and other federal agencies to declassify documents related to the FBI's investigation into September 11th, telling the Attorney General to release them publicly over the next 6 months. Families of the victims of 9/11 have pushed for this for years. They want more information about possible Saudi involvement in the financing of the attacks. Rutabay?